Nolte, far-left Daily Beast grovels apology to Hunter laptop whistleblower. By John Nolte on May 28, 2022. In the wake of the coming lawsuit, the liars at the far-left Daily Beast finally apologized to the man who blew the whistle on Hunter Biden's skeezy, in more ways than one, laptop. The Daily Beast originally published the piece in question in December of 2020. And with no evidence whatsoever, this news article misled its readers by describing the laptop as stolen. In other words, the man who had the laptop stole the laptop. Yeah, well, that man is a real person, a living human, an everyday guy named John Paul MacIsaac. And before this man bent over backward in threes to do the right thing with a laptop that legally belonged to him, MacIsaac was a small businessman. Then he wasn't. Why? Because this right thing he tried to do was damaging to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's a Democrat. And if you dare release a damaging truth about a Democrat, our unbiased, objective corporate media will train billions of dollars of hate right between your eyes. Apparently, the rest of the media accusing MacIsaac of being a Russian spy didn't soothe the lying Daily Beast's bloodlust, so they threw thief on the pile. Well, after the corporate media's lies and smears cost him his business and forced him to flee his home, all for the sin of doing the right thing with a laptop that legally belonged to him after Hunter Biden abandoned it in his repair shop without paying the bill, MacIsaac filed a multi-million-dollar defamation suit against the Daily Beast, Knlaw, Politico, and Representative Adam Schiff, DCA. And so, in an obvious attempt to squirm out from under this multi-million-dollar lawsuit, and a full 18 months later, the sniveling liars at the Daily Beast sniveled out this apology. Editor's note, an earlier version of this story mistakenly referred to Hunter Biden's laptop as stolen. We have removed that word, and we apologize to Mr. MacIsaac for the error. Error. Yeah. Right. Error. As in, we had no evidence the laptop was stolen but called you a thief anyway. Choose index finger oopsies. Digs toe in dirt. Dear Daily Best readers. They lie to you about the laptop being stolen. Then they wait 18 months to fix the lie. Then the correction itself is a lie about an error. Do you enjoy being lied to? Are comforting lies more valuable to you than the truth? I can certainly understand wanting to read an outlet that agrees with your worldview. But how broken and failed is your worldview when you put up with so much shameless lying? And that's not even the worst of it. They destroyed an innocent man for trying to do the right thing with the truth. You're enabling monsters who lie to you. Idiots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.